My name is Emily. I am 15 years old. Today is December 6, 2018. I am speaking with my grandfather, John Hastings, who we are recording this interview in Memphis, Tennessee. So, Granddaddy, were you ever in the military?
Yes, I was.
What branch did you serve in?
I was in the United States Navy.
What motivated you to join the military?
I was about to get drafted into the Army, and so I decided to join the Navy.
Why did the Navy particularly stick out?
Because I was had enough hours to go in as an E3, and the Navy had the four-month delay program where you could join up and you didn't start to active duty for 4 months.
Okay.
So they would stay home 4 months longer.
So, what ship were you on?
I was on the, USS Ticonderoga. It was a Second World War carrier, so it was an older carrier, and it was hit by two kamikazes during the Second World War, and before it could come out of the yards, the war was over, so they decommissioned it, and then when Korea started, they recommissioned it, and they put an angled flight deck on it so they could handle jets. And it stayed in commission until the mid-70s, I think about 73.
So what
do you... And I was an electrician's mate. So I deal with lighting circuits. And I was on... was assigned it right out of boot camp. I went into boot camp in October of... 67, and I was assigned to in San Diego, and then I was assigned to the USS Ticonderoga CVA-14 in I guess May of 68, and I served on that ship until I was discharged in July of 71, and I dealt with lighting circuits, and when I went in, I was an E3, and when I was discharged, I was an E5, which was what they call a second class petty officer, was like a sergeant in the Army, and I felt like joining the Navy was a lot safer than being in country in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of friends that got drafted and they weren't doing well. And I was that was one of the reasons I was going to college to avoid the draft.
So you didn't agree with the war?
No, it wasn't that at that time. But as the war went on, it was decided it was not... I wasn't ever really against it, but after it was all over, we wasted about 50,000 lives, and it didn't accomplish a thing. So,
did you have any friends on your ship, or any friends you lost?
Well, no, we had. I was in what they call E division, I guess for electrical, and we had shipmates on there, and people I liked, and I did lose a couple of shipmates to accidents. One was electrocuted, and then another one, a hatch fell on.
Dang.
But overall, it was pretty safe. A lot safer than being shot at.
Hatchet fall on your face.
And I did, when I first got aboard ship, after I was on there for a couple of months, I had to, one line period, I had to go bomb pushing, where you built bombs, where they dropped on Vietnam for 12 on and 12 off. That was temporary, and that was really hard work. And I was glad I didn't have to do it, but for one line period. But it was pretty uneventful.
You have a funny story?
Well, I mean, I got to see things that I would have never seen, like I got to go to Hawaii and Japan and Hong Kong and Singapore. So if I had been in there, Navy, I'd probably never gone to those. It was very interesting. That was very interesting. But when you were on a line period, you'd be out for about 30 days. And so you'd come back into port for about a week. And then they refit the ship and stuff. But I did Hong Kong was really a fun place. But basically it was like you had almost 5,000 men on that ship because we had the air wing and then you had the ship's company. And so it was like a city. And we had a lot of amenities that you didn't have in country. But other than that, it was just like a job. We had quarters at 7 about 8 o'clock. And then they'd assign you different work duties. So, you know, you'd have to go, we put up some light fixtures or we put in electrical outlets and things like that, and repair work and stuff like that. And it was fairly interesting. It was fairly technical. Mm. And if you were an electrician, you could get a lot of favors. But if you just put up a fan or give somebody an extension cord, you could get a lot of stuff. So it was a lot of, you do this for, and I'll do that for you. So.
I think that's good. All right, I'm going to do this.
Come here. Hey. Get up there, Bob. You'll get there.
Do you have a picture I could take a picture of to like post it?
Picture.
I want like a group photo or an image from your gallery.
Well, not yet. Let me see if I have my boot camp cruise on my cruise book. shows some stuff about the ship.
Okay, do you have...
Well, this is a picture of our ship.
Oh, dang. What was the ship called again?
USS Ticonderoga.
USS, how I spell that?
USS.
Mm-hmm.
T-I-C-O-N. Wait a minute. Ticonderoga. It's Ticonderoga. It was named after the Battle of Ticonderoga.
You don't know how to spell your ship?
Oh, it's been a long time.
She's recently been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, they're friends.
Okay. Uh-huh. I only ask because there's something I find strange about the chain of custody on this video. Detective Gill testified that he received the video from the store owner at 8 p.m. But the logs say he didn't log it into custody until 2:09 a.m. Don't you find that time gap?
Sometimes it takes us a while to log evidence into the computer.
Because you're all so busy. Visiting friends and such. Detective, in your 12 years working for the city of Philadelphia, have you ever known them to alter video footage to help the prosecution get a conviction?
Objection.
Digitally altering aspirin labels, for example? I'm simply asking Detective Leahy about his personal experience with an...
It's T-I-C-O-N-D-E-R-O-G-A.
Okay.
It was named after Fort Ticonderoga, which was a battle in the American Revolution.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'm just gonna take a picture.
This is my old boot camp thing. And most of them are just stock pictures.
Stock pictures.
Yeah, I mean, they just showing pictures of life, and you know, let's see if we got a few.
Are you in one?
Well, they've got some where you're, let's see if I can find where our, oh yeah, here we go. Mm. Let's see if these were us.
Beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes. Where are you?
I'll show you. Most of these pictures, let me see if they're, these are us. 526. Yeah, these are some of us.
Gas chamber.
Yeah, you go into, there's one of me.
Where?
Right there.
Where are you?
Right there.
You're so funny. Yeah.
Getting haircuts. Yeah.
Oof.
Well, they try to make everybody look alike. Let's see. Here we go. That's right.
Look at John Hastings.
That was when I was 22.
Hey, they're from the Philippines.
Yeah, we have a number of people from the Philippines. See, most of them came over and they were started out as stewards.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of you.
Okay, can you get that? Well, we had about 60 people. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 20, 40. About 49 people in our company. And during Vietnam, you had a lot of people going to the Navy.
Uh-huh. What, were these people like out for picture day or something?
No, no. They were just, they didn't have, so you only had, I guess the maximum that you would have would probably be, let's see. Well, let's see. There was our office. Okay, let's see.
Okay, the guy top left literally looks hilarious.
This guy right here was the...
And then that guy looks like Vladimir Putin.
No. This was what our company commander, he was a first class petty officer.
He looks funny.
And he was, you know, they had these, they were doing temporary duty. And then...
That guy literally looks like Vladimir Putin.
And this, well, there he's not. What they call the battalion commander.
Mm-hmm.
He was over a certain number of companies. And he was an officer. Oh, let's see.
That's funny.
Okay, let's see how many we got. Oh, well. Eight, and then 20. It's 28, 29, 30, 31. Now, let's see. Well, see, they made you all cut your hair and all that stuff. Okay, well, the three up there would have been here. Okay, look here. Okay, 20, 40, and 16 had been 56. Really, I think you had probably about between 50 and 60 people on there. And some of these are really old pictures. Look at... See, this is an old picture. Look at those attendants, flight attendants there.
Uh-huh.
And the old buses. Those, you know, these are just pictures of people. You know, look at that old picture. You know.
They just took, like, random pictures they found?
No. These are just pictures.
Oh, these are just really old pictures.
See, now, this is, like, the whole Vance. You had, the first 4 weeks, you spent in, what do I call that? It was, and then you went over here on this side to advanced side. And then you did, when you were on the advanced side, it was a total of 9 weeks. I think we were 4 weeks there in basic and then advanced.
So, how did you get assigned the role of electrician?
Well, when I went in, I took a test before I joined the Navy, and I was qualified for just about anything in the service, and so I thought electrician mate was a good thing to be, so I thought maybe I'd be an electrician when I got out of the service, but it didn't work out that way. So.
Why?
Because it turned out that being an accountant was better. Better weather. Okay, but see, you would have all these people each day. We would do this training, and actually you were training, so you... When you had your advance, when you had your graduation, so every morning you did all these different things right here. You did the marching, and we had a weapon that we, you know, you did certain things, and then you had your graduation, and then you shipped out to the fleet. And, well, actually, I went to school first on electrician mate, and then basic electricity, where they taught you something stuff about electricity. And I don't remember if we had the white, I guess we did have the leggings, but I don't remember. But see, these are just pictures, just stock pictures. This is not us. And I'm trying to think if we don't remember wearing those leggings all the time. I guess we did. Except at graduation and stuff.
That's funny.
I don't remember. We didn't do much. physical training, and you know, we didn't do this. I mean, we did a little bit, mostly just marching and going to classes. They went us one time on the rifle running. Some people put him back in, and then we had the one day of firefighting training. Look at that old bus.
Dang.
Yeah. You can see what they do. They fly you to the...
Think of how not fuel efficient that is.
Yeah. Well, we would, you know, on a commercial airline, I flew from Memphis to San Diego, and that's where I took my boot camp. And I don't really remember doing that. And then they did, you know, the first day in, the next day they start issuing your clothes and stuff like that. And all this stuff. And these old rifles, they were from the First World War. Nobody, you know, they didn't fire, I don't think. They wouldn't trust us with them. And then we had to